For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is working on the House-passed version of a bill to keep the government funded passed today. But even President Trump concedes his demand for $5 billion in border wall funding has probably doomed the measure. He said last week that he'd be the one to shut down agencies, and he wouldn't blame Democrats. He now says this.
Totally up to the Democrats as to whether or not we have a shutdown.
So, how does he rate the likelihood of a shutdown?
I would say the chances are probably very good because I don't think Democrats care so much about maybe this issue, but this is a very big issue.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump, you will not get your wall. Abandon your shutdown strategy. You're not getting the wall today, next week, or on January 3rd when Democrats take control of the House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Today is one of the busiest travel days of the year as people head out for holiday destinations. But there are some weather delays in the east. This woman is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I am headed to Kansas City, Missouri to see my grandbabies. So far, I'm not very far, obviously, and it's taking a little bit longer than I expected. Hopefully I'll get through it fast.
Flood warnings have been extended in the Northeast as the rain has been continuing. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has undergone successful cancer surgery. A spokeswoman says the 85-year-old justice is resting comfortably after the surgery at Memorial Sloan Cancer Center in New York City. The pulmonary lobectomy was performed on Ginsburg's left lung. Doctors discovered the nodule during tests in November after she suffered rib fractures in the fall. The statement says the surgery was planned and there's no evidence of any remaining nodules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
President Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been vandalized again. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's star actually vandalized twice this week. First on Wednesday night by a man wearing a long black coat who used a black marker to scribble swastikas and vulgarities across the star. Then after the star was cleaned, the second incident happened a few hours later when a group of animal sympathizers dressed as sheep spilled red paint across the star while holding signs that said sheep suffer for wool. The president's star had been vandalized twice in the past, both times by men using pickaxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
50 years ago today, three men set off on what some say is the greatest voyage since Christopher Columbus. It was called Cape Kennedy back then.
We have commanded.
There's a rumble in our building.
Nearly 2.5 hours later, astronauts Frank Gorman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders got the okay to leave orbit and head to the moon.
Apollo 8, you are go for TLI. Over.
Roger, understand. We're go for TLI.
That rocket firing would, at the time, make them the fastest humans ever. It set them up for a historic Christmas Eve rendezvous with the moon. Take us with you and listen anytime, at home, or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.